I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. River Valley won 69-39 over Prairie du Chien in boys basketball last night. The host Blackhawks shot to a 39-18 lead at halftime and eventually enjoyed a 40-point lead with 8:30 left in the game, which got the continuous clock running for the rest of the night. The victory improved River Valley's record to 7-5 overall and 3-1 in the league. Prairie du Chien will continue to search for its first win after they fell to 0-11 and 0-4 in the league. Lucas Klein led with 21 points for River Valley, 14 in the second half. Houston Thatcher added 18, 14 of those in the first half. Keegan Heiser scored 10, Sumner Knockreiner 8, Jackson Thatcher 6, Caden Plumlee 4, and Aiden Hill 2. The team was 2-for-5 from the line and made 7 three-pointers. Prairie du Chien was led in scoring by Brady Lenzendorf with 14. Hunter Straka added 10 points. The team made 6 three-pointers, and they went 6-for-9 from the line. River Valley won the JV game 44-14. Following the 69-39 varsity win, River Valley will prepare for a big week next week with a trip to Cuba City on Monday, a home game with Sauk Prairie on Tuesday, and a conference trip to Platteville on Friday. Prairie du Chien will play Barneveld on Saturday afternoon. Richland Center trailed throughout and lost to Lancaster 67-41 as the Hornets dropped a game in Lancaster country last night, and Platteville was a winner over Dodgeville 78-52. Highland 85-72 over River Ridge in boys basketball. It was a win for Belmont over Schulzburg 69-54, Cassville 44, Blackhawk 36, Potosi beat Benton 64-19, Wisconsin Heights 62, Waterloo 51, Wisconsin Dells 61-41 over Adams Friendship, and Westfield edged Mauston. That final score was 51-49. In the Ridge and Valley, a showdown between top teams last night in girls basketball. Kickapoo 38-34 over Waseca Steuben. The Panthers were led by Gwen Fredrickson with 14. Jaden Snagel had 13. And for Waseca Steuben, Macy Mitchell had 16 points. It was a win for DeSoto over North Crawford, 67-45 in girls basketball. And a win for Seneca over Lafarge Youth Initiative, 43-32. In the Ridge and Valley, and in the SWAL, the Riverdale girls fell to 10-5 on the season with a loss at Darlington. They fell into an early hole and trailed by halftime 25-16. They cut the lead to 1 with less than 5 minutes to play, but were unable to complete the comeback. Kennedy Cuey led the Chieftains with 15 points on 5 made three-pointers. Macy McKay added 14. Bailey Harris, 6. Mallory and Kate Meese each scored 3 apiece, and Zuri Dennis wrapped up the scoring with 2 points in the action last night. Southwestern girls got the win against Boscobel 49-43. Cuba City over Fenimore 69-23. Mineral Point over Iowa Grant 66-29. Nacita 37, Wonewoc Center 33. Hillsboro over New Lisbon 45-37. West Salem 73, Viroqua 27. Luther 61, Westby 39. In dual meet wrestling, DeSoto defeated Richland Center 42-23. The match began at 106 with a double forfeit. Haley Atkin of DeSoto scored the win at 113 to get DeSoto on the board. And then Caden Stibbe of Richland Center with a tech fall over Doyle Prentice. That got the Hornets on the board. Ethan Haney picked up a 52nd pin at 126 pounds over Hayden McDowell. 132, a double forfeit. At 138, Kanoa Rogers of DeSoto with a 9-3 win against Kyle Wassinger of Richland Center. Landon Sanders of DeSoto scored the win at 144 with a pin against Blake Muller. Ronaldo Hernandez-Garcia accepted a forfeit for Richland Center at 150. Trenton Baldwin of DeSoto with a win against Alex Boutain. That was at a time of 134. 165, Peyton Krager picked up a win over Jake Schlamm, 115 the time. Lakota Webster of DeSoto continued their run with a pin against Dane Schwartz in 327. Seth Greeno picked up a win by pin over Mason Jelenic at 190. Justin Obert DeSoto with a 7-1 decision against Ethan Bindle at 215. Braden Kleppe for the Hornets scored a win by pin over Braden Peterson in 23 seconds at 285. Also at 215, Michael Burns with a pin of 23 seconds. That happened last night. night during the match and the exhibition against DeSoto. Again, the Pirates win against Richland Center 42-23. On the schedule tonight, Riverdale wrestles at Iowa Grant against Iowa Grant Highland. Girls basketball will have coverage from River Valley at Richland Center, Lancaster at Dodgeville, and Platteville at Prairie du Chien also await in the Southwest Conference tonight. Our pregame time beginning at 7:15. Courtesy of Atesnik Power Sports, it's Richland Center River Valley Girls Basketball. They'll also be honoring the past Hornet teams of 2002-03 and 2003-04, two teams that went to state for Richland Center. They'll be honoring those women at halftime of tonight's game. Boys basketball today, North Crawford plays St. Ambrose at 1 o'clock at the La Crosse Center in the Midwest Classic. Seneca will be at Ithaca, DeSoto at Kickapoo, Black River Falls at Westby, Darlington at Cuba City, Boscobel at Fenimore, Southwestern at Mineral Point, and Iowa Grant at Riverdale. It's a busy weekend. Ithaca Weston will host a wrestling invitational tomorrow, and we have received word that the Hall of Fame inductions will induct 12 into the Ithaca and Weston Wrestling Halls of Honor. That will take place over the noon hour and not just before the finals, as was previously announced. That happens tomorrow at Weston Schools. Bill Twining and David Werman will be on hand to report for WRCO Sports. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League yesterday. ILK with an 18-19, Pin Pals 16-88, Three Aces 16-84, Spare Parts a 6-24, ILK 6-17 and 6-12, and the Three Aces a 6-01. Cheryl McNerlin had a 4-50 series, Pat Adams 4-44, Alma Manning a 4-37, Pat Adams a 1-74, Cheryl McNerlin a 1-67, Irene Klatt-Stovey a 1-63. Alma Manning with a 3-10 split pickup, and Makovic with a 5-10 and a 2-7 in the Coffee Clutch League. All-star bowling action from last night. Advance Pump and Well had a 28-25 series. The Misfits a 28-14. Alana Springs Campground 27-57. The Misfits with a 9-73 game. Alana Springs Campground 9-54. And Advance Pump and Well 9-53. The best series individually was Chris Pardoon's 6-89. Jake Morris had a 6-70. Jason Gerner a 6-51. Top game, Chris Pardoon at 256, Jason Gerner at 234, Lucas Lindvig and Jake Morris each had a 233. Fred Kepler bowled a 615, 90 pins over average. Bucks veterans Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton are hurting, but they are expected to play tonight as the Bucks look to get a third win in a row against the Toronto Raptors, their opponent for this evening. College basketball and women's action last night, Ohio State over Wisconsin, 80-69. In the Big Ten, Minnesota 84-81 over Michigan in men's basketball. Michigan is rated 20th this week. We'll have more WRCO Sports when we return.